filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. I am filling your prescription for freedom today and every week. I mean, every day. I mean, every week. Here on some part of the Armed American Radio Network. Sean, are you there? Is your mic live?
Yep.
We have big news, and this would be a wonderful opportunity to let the cat out of the bag. Of course, we've been teasing this for a very long time, and we're excited. We have a lot going on, don't we?
Yep, especially with that cat that's stuck in that bag.
Sometimes, well, that cat's going to get out right about now. Actually, the cat was let out of the bag earlier this week when a press release hit and hit the wires on Thursday with a big announcement for Armed American Radio fans across the country. And I guess we can, since it's already been let out, we can talk about that now, right?
Yes.
I get emails a lot from, I want more. I need to fill my prescription for freedom more than once a week. And my response to that has always been, hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
We want to fill your prescription for freedom.
That actually started
more than once a week.
That actually started when you started the show, people wanted more and more and more.
Well, let's get a little nostalgic here. This program in its current form, Armed American Radio, began as a one-hour program in the city of Atlanta, inside the perimeter. If you're familiar with Atlanta, that means inside the 285 Beltway, which is where all the traffic emanates from. And from its very first day, and you can thank modern technology for this, we had listeners all over the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And the second day, the day after Armed American Radio's inaugural broadcast, emails poured in. Hey, I'm a sheriff's deputy in Sacramento County in California. Where can I hear you here? Hey, I'm a USCCA member, NRA member, Second Amendment Foundation member, and an activist in Columbia, South Carolina. Where can I hear you here? And those letters like that came from all over the country. And they were quite humbling, to say the least. And something unusual happened. 4 months later, Armed American Radio began being distributed nationally by Salem Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 to 3 months, 10 stations, 12 stations, 20 stations, 30 stations, 35 stations, and on and on. Armed American Radio, in its current form, I refer to it as the Armed American Radio Network, has been filling your prescription for freedom now for 6 years. 6 years. It's hard to believe.
Wow, that is hard to believe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. 6 years. And now heard in hundreds of cities across the country. And the letters continue to pour in. We want more. Can we get more? An opportunity knocked. There you go.
Hello.
An opportunity knocked not too long ago, and we began discussing that very topic. And when that opportunity presented itself, we decided to jump on it. Beginning April 6th, coincidentally, the very month that we began Armed American Radio back in 2009, hard to believe it's been that long ago,
mm-hmm.
Armed American Radio will be brought to you. You and I will be bringing a new version of this program to the nation Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, every single day.
Yep.
And, of course, the flagship broadcast continues in its present form every Sunday, as it does now,
mm-hmm.
as we're talking with you today. So what does the daily format allow us to do beginning Monday, April 6th? Yeah, I liken the research to the weekly broadcast. It's really rights triage, if that makes any sense. We've got to go through topics and stories beginning the day after the program, really beginning after the program, within hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to triage those stories, because what we might want to talk about on Tuesday might become irrelevant on Wednesday might become irrelevant on Thursday might stay relevant until hours before the broadcast when something breaks, forcing us to abandon what we did all week. The daily format of this program, let me tell you what the new show will be. The new show is going to be Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with yours truly, with Mark Walters. Never been done before in radio as we're going to do it. Single issue, remaining true to our core audience, Shanto, that being freedom, being rights, centered, of course, around our Second Amendment. There is a story related to our rights every day that in some form makes national news, but doesn't get the attention that it deserves. It gets glossed over. Maybe you read a blurb here, maybe you read a blurb there. But I know, as a fan of the show, not just the host, but a fan, the local media networks, or local media around the country, if you pick up the Denver Post, you're going to read some type of story related to the right to bear arms that day in Denver. You may read about a hideous crime that bears national mention in Tupelo, Mississippi on that same day. You may hear of something somewhere else in New Hampshire that same day that doesn't get the national attention it deserves. In Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters, beginning April 6th, we will focus in each day on one of those topics, and we will carry it for the hour. So we have a lot more flexibility, Sean, beginning April 6th, to talk about these things on a day-to-day basis. And those topics might change right up till showtime. And hopefully that leads to a second hour and on and on and on. If you, in fact, have the time.
Oh, yeah. I can make the time.
So that's big news. We couldn't have done it without you, frankly. We know you want more, and we're responding to that. And I'm just excited beyond belief to get this thing moving. How about you, Sean? Are you thrilled?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been looking forward to this for quite a while.
What do you like? What is it that you like about a daytime format? What do you think we're going to be able to accomplish? Now, I do want to point out also, totally new identity, new name, new intros, new everything. The new program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, is a totally separate show from Armed American Radio. It will allow us to focus more on the current event news of the day that we simply can't do on Sundays. Sundays, our weekly program, the flagship show that you're listening to now, will remain in its current form. We will bring you an A-list lineup. Speaking of which, A-list lineup today is just absolutely off the chain. Sometimes global warming creates the perfect storm of information and guest lineup, and today is it. I'll tell you about that.
Global warming.
I couldn't help it. Joe Biden thinks I'm stupid for questioning his global warming initiative. But that's okay. I'll wear that with a badge of honor. Joe Biden. I make a T-shirt. Joe Biden thinks I'm stupid.
Joe Biden. Oh, Biden hadn't. I was going to say he hadn't looked in the mirror lately, has he?
That's the pot calling the kettle black. They want to keep y'all in chains.
He got jokes,
though. I mean, this guy. Well, yeah, okay.
Most clowns do.
Now, we will be able to focus now on current events of the day, things that matter to you in a completely new format. New intros, new music, new everything, and new topics. With a focus, of course, on you, our core audience. More information forthcoming. The show will be available live Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific, beginning Monday, April 6th. Sean and I will be bringing this program to you in its new form, or a new program to you in a new form, beginning at that date and time. In the meantime, as this continues to build, and it's coming very quickly, by the way. I hate that it's coming quickly because it means tax time is coming quickly, too. But as it continues to build, please make sure to visit facebook.com/armedamericanradio for where to listen. Because modern technology enables you to listen to the program live from whatever little goofy device you have in your hand or on your computer. We are working right now on a live stream as we know, we're not going to bust out on 200 stations across the country as we currently are now in hundreds of cities on 150, whatever it is, stations now, and the cable and the Apple TV and all of that. But with the little device you have, we're going to be able to send you to a little tiny app that you can push from any device, even a computer. We'll send you to a website where you can fill your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with yours truly beginning Monday, April 6th. We're thrilled. We're excited. Thank you. And we can't wait to bring it to you. That global warming storm, that perfect storm, wait till you hear this lineup today when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit concealedcarryexpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters. A pleasure to have you here. That music kills me. I was not expecting that coming back.
Let me ask you a question.
Go right ahead. I hope I have an answer.
Did you dig that up from Hee Haw? What's going on here?
No.
Are you sure?
That's
good music. I love picking like that, but
yeah, it's really good stuff. Really, it's. I'll talk about it later. We have to move on. This I said the perfect storm.
Yes,
global warming can create the perfect storm, and it certainly has. We're going to start right now with John Lott. John is here to talk about it, and this is great stuff. If you're going to be attending the National Rifle Association convention, April 10th, 11th, and 12th in Nashville, and I hope you are. The crowds just get bigger every single year, and every year it becomes more important for you to do so. The media likes to show the 10 Moms Demand Action lunatics out front with cameras directed at them from all angles, coming up at their feet and down from the sky, and make it look like they have a big crowd. And meanwhile, there's 75,000 to 80,000 people behind them attending the National Rifle Association. They never seem to get that coverage. But you'll be able to join me, John, and his incredible organization, the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can visit them at crimepreventionresearchcenter.org or crimeresearch.org. You can read about this. Is hosting an event with Katie Pavlich from Fox News, Dana Loesch from Dana Radio, Brad Thor, New York Times bestselling author, rocker Ted Nugent. Mm. I'll be there. Oh, it's going to be great. I'm going to be there. Phil Valentine's going to be there. John will be there. Tom Gresham, who, by the way, congratulations and happy 20th anniversary to Tom Gresham. He's a legend. Tom, we love you to death. None of us would be here if it wasn't for you. John Harris will be here and more. And here to talk about it and why this get-together is occurring is John Lott. John, a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Oh, it's great to talk to you again, Mark.
Well, tell us about it. This is a big event, and it's getting bigger every day.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. We got a great group of people coming in who are going to give talks, and people can go and meet them. We also, on Saturday morning, so that's Friday night, April the 10th, we have kind of a stand-up dinner from 6 to 7 where people can meet their favorite celebrity and get to talk to them. And then from 7 to 9, we're going to have different talks about why research and this gun debate is so important, why Bloomberg and Soros and Obama and others are spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars trying to put out research to convince people that owning guns is bad and dangerous and is more likely to cause harm to you than benefit you, to try to do legitimate academic research. I mean, I've been an academic most of my life. I have contacts. A lot of people in academia are working with me with the Crime Prevention Research Center who know where the data is. And so when these types of studies get put out and are uncritically reported by the media, we can quickly respond and within a news cycle, hopefully get, correct information out there. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who listen to your show may know the facts, but there are a lot of people in the middle of the debate there who hear, you know, news stories about the risks of having guns in the home, and it causes some of them to either not own guns or to support additional gun control legislation. It's the whole reason why they're pushing for this. And I worry that these types of inaccurate stories actually endanger lives. So we're going to be having a lot of information about that during the second part. And then on Saturday morning, people can go and shoot at the Nashville Armory, which is right nearby to the NRA Convention Center there with their favorite celebrities. So whether it's Brad Thor or Ted Nugent, you know, or Dana Loesch, they can go. And we also have someone who trains Navy SEALs. You can go and bid on the person that you want to go and shoot with, and then go shoot with them for an hour and a half.
So this is being held at the Hilton Nashville, downtown Nashville, beginning Friday evening on the 10th. Is that right, John?
That's right.
Okay. If you're going to attend, and I hope you are, the National Rifle Convention, the National Rifle Association Convention, annual convention, please head over to crimepreventionresearchcenter.org and you'll see it across the top. You'll see the banner across the top. Click on it, April 10th and 11th events. Click on that. Find out more information. And your contribution here helps fund this research that you just heard John say is absolutely vital. John, one of the things that you just said struck me, and I know strikes many of my listeners because I see it in responses to your appearances on the show and emails and so forth. And that is, why are we always on the defensive? Why is it that we have to always respond rather than why aren't they responding to our research or your research? Or that's because of the mainstream press, isn't it, and the narrative that they put out?
Well, I think it's some of both. I mean, we have to be able to respond to their stuff, but we also need to be able to produce our own research. And I've produced a fair amount of research over the time. I mean, just in the last year, we've produced studies on how college-age permit holders behave. Nobody had really looked at that type of thing before, but if you want to get rid of gun-free zones on college campuses, there are all these hypothetical stories about how permit holders might behave on college campuses. And it turns out they're extremely law-abiding. They're basically as law-abiding as other concealed carry permit holders. Last year, we put out a report on how crime has continued to drop in recent years as we've seen an explosion in more concealed carry permit holders. When you hear the number out there that last year there were 11 million concealed carry permit holders, we're the ones who went out and called up all the states and put that number together. And we'll be releasing another report soon. But, you know, there's a lot of different reports that we put out this last year on, for example, what's been happening to mass public shootings at schools, so the fatalities, the number of shootings. If you listen to the media, you would think it was increasing. In fact, we basically show that the number has been falling over time. But we had put together information that was finally picked up by a lot of the media in terms of the mistakes that had been in Bloomberg's reports. Last year, we co-sponsored and basically were the driving force put together the Students for Concealed Carry conference that occurred in August. Taylor Woolrich's story about how she was being stalked and threatened and how she was denied the ability to go and protect herself was a story that got on the Today Show. Even, Fox had like six different TV stories on it. You even had MSNBC having a positive story about guns and students being able to protect themselves with guns.
And that, of course, is the key to John, Sean, I know 30 seconds is what I'm being told. Okay, John, I apologize. Sean still hasn't been able to master father time. We run out of it every week. So what I want to do.
If people want to, they can go to crimeresearch.org, just crimeresearch.org. And as you say, up at the top, there's a link that has the names of the people like Brad Thor and Katie Pavlich, right, and Ted Nugent. And they can get a lot more details about what we're trying to do and why we're trying to do it. But just go to crimeresearch.org.
Thank you, John Lott, everybody. New York Times bestselling author, economist, Fox News contributor. And the most important thing you just heard is learning about the coming tidal wave of bogus firearms research. John's organization is trying to counter what you're hearing in the mainstream press. crimeresearch.org. John will mention it throughout the program and every week until the convention. Back after this.
You're at 23 May, Brina?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation rejoinder. The timing is always perfect when we have Alan Gottlieb on the show. You know, I said at the beginning of the hour that our time together here today is going to be a perfect storm. I know I said, that global warming sometimes works to create this perfect storm of events. Today's lineup is evidence of that. You heard from John Lott in the first segment. You will hear from Alan Gottlieb in this segment and the following segment. And then Rob Pincus will be here to kick off the training tour, the Combat Focused Shooting Personal Defense Network sponsored training tour. At the top of the second hour, Grover Norquist will be here. You may or may not have heard the dust up caused by Glenn Beck's comments on his national radio program last week relative to Grover Norquist. Now, you know, let's set the record straight here. If you're a regular listener to the program, you heard me say Grover was supposed to be here last week before this dust-up occurred, and that is true. He was unable to, as we mentioned on air last week, to be here, but will be here this week, rescheduled, as he promised he would, and then this pops up. And Grover will be addressing that here on this program for the first time here on Armed American Radio. You will hear it here first, followed by Mike Hammond, legendary Senate staffer, who will be here in the second half of hour two, and then we will have expert commentary from Armed American Radio's DC, Washington, D.C. editor Neil McCabe, and David Kodria, who has written extensively about these topics. In the meantime, the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and expletives, the BATFE, I call it the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives, because they're constantly giving you something to shake your head at and throw something towards. The ammo ban, as you've heard, we've discussed it here for the last few weeks. We're going to continue the discussion now with the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, a great friend of mine and a great friend of yours, a confidant, a mentor, and a legend. Alan, welcome to the show. I love it when you're here.
Hey, I like to be with you too, Mark, so this is great.
Hey, you know, let's do something together on the air. I mentioned in the first segment that this is the 20th year of Tom Gresham's Gun Talk. 20 years, man. Congratulations to Mr. Gresham. Yeah. None of us would be doing this if it wasn't for him. He's a legend.
Yeah, that's sort of true, and it's amazing how quickly those 20 years have gone by. And it's just really hard to fathom it's been 20 years already.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to talk about that aspect of the 20 years. You're absolutely correct.
Me
you
too.
Do look back, and boy, all of a sudden time is gone. My hair is gray, and I'm thinking, wow. But I've been listening to Tom and watching him, and going back to his father as well from when I was a kid. And it's just, you know, congratulations to him. He's an icon, and thanks for everything he's done. Groundbreaking stuff. And if you ever have an opportunity to listen to Gun Talk, please do. All right, ATF. I've got to go back to our friend Katie Pavlich here. I can't. This story, even though we report last week that they've stopped looking at it, I guess the caveat here is for now, isn't it, Alan, referring to the ammo ban? They've shelved it for now. What does that mean?
Well, we all said that it was only temporary when they made this sort of announcement, but the real cat came out of the bag last week at Senate hearings when Senator Shelby directly asked B. Todd Jones, who heads the ATF, about it and with regard to their budget requests for next year. And Todd Jones had to basically say that, well, it's only temporarily suspended because basically what we're looking at is not just that particular ammo anymore. We're now looking at all 5.56 ammo. And quite frankly, I think they're going to try and expand the ammo ban and make it more ammunition that they want to get rid of rather than less. So this is not put to bed yet at all. We may have sort of won a battle, but we haven't won the war yet.
All right, let me go directly to Katie's piece at townhall.com. It is titled ATF and Some Democrats Already Looking at Ways to Revive Ban on AR-15 Ammunition. Let me offer some quotes. And this is from Katie's column that appeared on March 13th, 2015. In a Senate Appropriation Committee hearing, ATF Director B. Todd Jones said all types of the 5.56 military-style ammo used by shooters pose a threat to police as more people buy the AR-15-style pistols. Any 5.56 round, quoting B. Todd Jones, is a challenge for officer safety, he said. Jones asked lawmakers to help in a review of a 1986 bill written to protect police from so-called cop killer rounds, which, by the way, have never been used to kill a cop, that largely exempted rifle ammo like the 5.56 because it has been used by target shooters, not criminals. Now, he called it, they will suspend rewriting, Alan, the framework, that's key. Paramount to what you just said, because he didn't say they weren't looking at it. He said the framework, and he included that in the fact that they had tens of thousands of responses that they didn't expect to get. Is that right?
Well, most definitely. But you know, when he said they temporarily suspending it, looking at the framework, they're now expanding what they're looking at in the framework, not looking at less. They're looking at banning more.
Why do you think why would he give us that hint? When he knew this had eyes on it, this had eyes on it. Look, they never saw the media storm about this coming. I don't think they did. I thought they thought this was going to fly underneath the radar, as they did with gun control during Obama's first term when they just patently said it. I'm looking at it, but I have to do it under the radar. They didn't expect all these eyes on this. Now it got a bunch of eyes. Why do you think B. Todd Jones would say something like that? Can we take something from that, or was it just a stupid slip up?
Well, first of all, you're right. They didn't expect it to get the media attention it got, because when they first put out the call for comments, it was like a Friday night dump of records late Friday afternoon when all the major media was already gone home. And they didn't think the story would have legs. They figured it would hide somewhere. And actually, the gun rights media didn't let it hide. Gun bloggers, gun shows like your talk shows like yours picked up on it, and pretty soon the mainstream media was forced to pick up on it. So it wasn't a hidden story. I think they definitely did not expect it to become as big a story as it did. And I think at this point, I think Todd Jones basically said that this time around, because now they got their tail between their legs. It looked like they just lost the big battle to the gun rights movement, and they don't want to admit they lost the battle, and so they're just doubling down for the future and showing their cards early. And we all knew this is what they were up to begin with.
All right, I'm going to go a little further here, and if I'm too far off my rocker, you think I have a tinfoil hat on, please let me know. I have broad shoulders, Alan. I can take it. Based on everything I've seen on this and everything that I've read from just about every angle and heard everybody say and listened to people like yourself on not just this show but other shows as well, I think that what he was doing was essentially tipping his hat to others inside the administration and inside particularly the Democrat Party as a whole, letting them know, hey, this is code for now. I don't put it past Barack Obama by the end of his term to wipe it out without any public comment. Am I off the rocker there, or is that possible?
I don't think you're off your rocker at all, because quite honestly, I never expected them to even care what the public comments were. We all knew the public comments were going to be negative, but they weren't going to care about them anyway. They just put it out that way. And, of course, I feel that they didn't even comply with the Administrative Records Act, because they're supposed to list this in the Federal Register first, and they never did. So my feeling is that they don't care what the comments say, and they're going to come back to the well as many times as they can to push this gun, you know, ammo ban any way they can do it. You know, the problem they ran into now, though, is that they've got 290 members of the House and the Senate that have signed a letter to the administration saying, no way, Jose. And I don't think they expected to get that either, and it's a bipartisan list. There's a lot of Democrats on the list as well. At this point, quite frankly, if the administration goes ahead with this, not only are going to see lawsuits in court from groups like the Second Amendment Foundation, but I think they're all going to see as well legislation in Congress in a bipartisan fashion going after them for doing it. But that doesn't mean he won't do it anyway, because I think Obama, in his last few years here, is going to double down and try to push the agenda he couldn't get through in his first years. And we all know the one area where he failed was his gun control agenda. So there's no
doubt. And they've been very vocal about that.
They've been very vocal about it. And also, Mark, add to that the fact that they're still smarting over their midterm election losses, and they know that gun owners and gun rights groups had a big hand in that, and they're trying to get even.
You know, I don't know that they're smarting or not. They keep saying that he's hearing all the people who didn't vote. Maybe that's, I don't know, screws loose everywhere. I keep saying we're living in an upside-down world. It's nuts. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Alan Gottlieb. We'll wrap up the M855 ban we're talking about, and then we'll find something new to talk about. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp, user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
To these Crossbreed Holster Studios, it's a real pleasure and an honor to talk to you and with you every single week here on this broadcast. I mentioned at the top of this hour that we will be bringing you a new show with a new twist every single day beginning April 6th, Monday, April 6th, Monday through Friday. The show will be available live for you to listen to. We'll give you information on where to tune in via apps and all those little crazy, goofy devices everybody can't live without anymore. But they are great when you want to hear shows like this all of the time as we continue to add affiliates across the country. And my guest, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, I'm going to put you on big-time spot here on national radio. You ready for this?
Okay, Mark, what's up?
Well, I would like you to ask you from time to time to host the program in my absence when and if it occurs.
That new I would daily love show. To do that. I would Here love to do that. And congratulations to this new daily show. I think it's going to be a big hit.
I do, too. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to allow us the opportunity, Alan, to talk about things in a current event context. No more triage that we have to go through during the week for the limited three-hour time that we have in this show, but we'll be able to actually work faster, swifter, and analyze things really as they're happening in real time. And I'm going to hold you to that. I know you will. We've discussed it before off air, so thank you for that, and it's good that listeners know. They'll hear your voice on here as well. All right, let's go back to this M855 ban. Alan, in the previous segment with Dr. John Lott, we talked about the Crime Prevention Research Center.org and the work that he's doing to bring statistics and studies and counter all of these bogus negative reports that Bloomberg and Soros and the rest have committed literally hundreds of millions of dollars to feeding the public. The media campaign is so important. How do you plan at the Second Amendment Foundation to help counter that and to help balance that negative press that's certainly coming over the next year and a half?
Well, I'm really glad John Lott and his organization is putting this stuff out and doing this stuff, because that's the ammunition that groups like the Second Amendment Foundation need to be able to push the envelope with the media. And we use a lot of John's work constantly. We have in the past. Now he's cranking out more of it, and we need as much as we can get. He's 100% right when he talks about that. And without John Law and his organization, all of us in the gun rights community would not have the ammunition we need to fight back.
Yeah, the media campaign, the blitzkrieg from the left, we've often discussed in many different forums and wherever we are across the country and whoever we're talking to at any particular time, be it an NRA conference or be it a SHOT Show, an industry trade, even a local gun show, it makes no difference. And that is the bias in the mainstream press and the literal hatred towards us as gun owners in this country by the mainstream media. And how we're always playing defense. I asked John that question. I'll ask you the same question. But is it possible, do you think, that we will ever be able to get on the offense here instead of having to answer these bogus claims? Because we all know they repeat, they just regurgitate whatever it is, the Brady campaign or Everytown or Bloomberg or Moms Demand Action or any of the rest of them put out without question. What do we do?
Well, Mark, we do get on the offense from time to time, but we have to do it with paid media, not earned media, because the other side, you know, blows their nose, and the anti-gun media makes it like a hurricane hit, and it repeats and regurgitates all their facts or false facts as if they were real facts, and gives them millions of dollars for the free PR for everything they want to do. In our case, like we had to, like last week with this ammo ban the administration tried to put through, the Second Amendment Foundation had to go and spend, you know, six figures worth of dollars to go get our TV and radio spots on the air to fight against it, to organize people against it. And by the way, the campaign did so well that not only do I think they had an impact in having ATF make their announcement to temporarily suspend, but it did so well that we're running the media again next week as well. We're not backing off. We know that their ban's only temporary, and we're going to keep at it, and the media's going to be running on national TV and radio next week.
All right. Let's dig into that for just a second. That's playing offense. That's exactly what we like to hear. That's what we need to hear. Even though the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and B. Todd Jones says, we're going to relook at the framework here. It isn't going to happen anytime soon. You're going to continue to stay at it as if there was no change because of your belief, my belief, that they're going to come back at this, right?
Yeah, so we're staying on offense. The only problem is it costs us several hundreds of thousands of dollars to stay on offense.
Right.
The other side gets all the publicity for free.
Yeah, and that's the difference between earned media and paid media. Hey, Alan, I've got to cut this segment short right now. I've got to get over to Rob Pincus quickly, who wants to tell us about the Personal Defense Network tour. Thank you so much for all of your efforts. I know our listeners are looking forward to hearing you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense sometime soon after April 6th as well. Thank you, Alan, for everything that you do. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Give my best to Ron Pincus, too. He's a great guy. Thank you.
You just did. Thank you, everybody. That was Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. We're short on time. Sean, can't stop the clock. Let's go right over to Rob Pincus. Rob, I know you're on the air with us. How are you, brother?
Good, man. I was really glad to hear that Alan and the Second Amendment Foundation are going to continue to press the fight, because I agree with him. This is maybe delayed, but not going away, and I appreciate everything that he does over there and he and his guys do.
It's great to know that they're not going to pull that media effort, that they're going to continue to push forward with that, knowing, and that's
exactly
the scary part, Rob, they know that this is coming back. And, you know, again, it's that certain level of stupidity that this administration relies on from a certain segment of society to continue to push that agenda. We've got limited time. Go ahead, please.
But it's also complacency, right? Because we all know that originally they were going to take comments to the 16th of March. They pulled the plug a week early. Who knows how many more comments they would have had, how many more negative comments they would have had from American citizens if they really had let it go all the way through the 16th.
And again, that was by design when they said they got caught sleeping on this. They did not expect, they didn't see the response coming. And they in particular didn't see the response coming from their allies and friends in the mainstream media. Rob, we've only got about a minute or two here, so let's do it quickly. The PDN tour, the training tour that you do every year, you tell us about every year, kicks off when and where. Give it to us.
Yeah, it's kicking off next week. So people can go to personaldefensenetwork.com, click on the training tab, and they'll be able to see the entire schedule for me and all of our contributing instructors that are contributing to the tour this year from next week, Friday the 20th, all the way through the mid of July. We're going to have about 50 classes going on around the country. I'll be doing the tour like I normally do from St. Augustine, Florida, up to the Pacific Northwest over the course of 4 months with the training tour truck. And we're going to have about 9 other instructors doing their specialty courses around the country as well. So everything from medical training, defensive firearms, defensive pistol, obviously, and rifle both, and home defense. We've got a lot of unarmed classes as well as knife defense classes. So there's a lot going on with the Personal Defense Network training tour kicking off in St. Augustine next week with Derek Poole teaching a class on Friday. I'm actually starting my first class on the tour on Saturday down in Florida, and then we'll be zigzagging our way across the country between now and the end of July.
You know, the fun part about that is with Armed American Radio's Daily Defense beginning April 6th, the portability of our studio enables us the opportunity to actually bring a program from one of your training facilities and one of your training events, and that will be huge. And can you give us a hint? What does the PDN Tour Mobile look like this year?
I'm about 30 seconds. Knows it's a Toyota 4Runner, and it's kind of a unique pattern behind the logos. We've got 8 great sponsors, and we're going to debut the truck in about 5 days on Friday.
Sounds great. Rob Pincus, everybody. Armed American Radio continues in the next hour with a huge lineup. Grover Norquist will be here to answer Glenn Beck here on the Armed American Radio program. Armed American Radio Network is big tonight. I'm telling you, that perfect storm created by the lunatics and their global warming is about to hit right here. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. I gave you that a couple seconds early so I could remind you. Grover Norquist will be here to answer Glenn Beck. Don't miss it. We'll be back right after this. Get some popcorn. This is going to be a good one.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.